Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Good morning to you. This is Kingdom Advancement. This is your host, Lisa Cox, and I am on this morning because this is a prophetic alert. I hope you will listen in. We have been on hiatus for quite some time, and it is now in this time coming back with this prophetic alert that the Lord has given for this season and for this time. It is such a time that is of the Lord, this time of Shemitah, this time where it is the seventh year of the Lord. The Lord said Shemitah is his year. It is the year of seven. It means seven. It means rising. It means falling. And it means also judgment and economic judgment of a nation and of a people. And so the Lord has a word for you today. He has a word for me today. I hope you will listen, that you will be blessed in this time. I'm only going to be on here for a short period, a few minutes, but I want you to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you upon this day. And this prophetic alert that the Lord has given, it is one that everyone needs to hear. Now, there is so much that the Lord has been saying and that the Lord has been doing, and I do hope you have a pen and a piece of paper. If not, you could always go back and listen to this later, and the Lord will definitely speak to your heart about what he is saying. But let me give you this word, okay, because he's given a word about the youth. He's given a word about rising of youth and young people and many of those in the body of Christ who have been forgotten, who have been forsaken by others. He's given the word based on what as our world, what's going on in our secular world, what's happening in our communities. He's given the word in the political realm, what's happening with politics, what will happen with finances, what we need to be aware of. So let me just go right in and pray at this time. And I hope that you, as I said, have a pen and paper, will hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you, and that you will take it and that you will let the Lord speak to your heart and you will obey what it is that he's telling you to do. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time right now. We ask you to come, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and have your way among us. We ask that you would speak, Holy Spirit, and move like never before through the airways, Father, that you would let your Spirit, Father God, move and minister to the hearts and draw the hearts and minds of those who are listening. For you said in your word, it is only by the Holy Spirit that one can come, that can be drawn. So, Father, those that are saved and those that are unsaved that may be listening, let them be drawn, Father. And for those who are unsaved, drawn by your Spirit to know that you have a purpose and plan for their life, that you love them, that you want relationship restored and renewed and revived with them, and so that they can be alert and focused and know what to do in this time and season and fulfill the destiny and call that you have upon their life. Father, in all things, let your name be lifted up and glorified for Jesus' name and for your fame, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I want to just give you these words that the Lord is speaking, and I want you to hear, starting in Joel 2:25, from 25 to 28, and you can read that along a little bit at your own, but you can listen right now as I read it to you. And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, and the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you, and you will eat in plenty, and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt with you with wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. That's what the Lord is saying. Verse 27, and you shall know that I am the Lord I am in the midst of you. Midst of Israel. He was speaking to Israel in this time, but he's also speaking to you right now. This is not replacement theology. He is speaking to you right now. He's speaking to Israel in this day now also. But for you who are listening, he is speaking to you, and that I, the Lord, I am the Lord God. and none. He is your Lord God and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. So you are a child of God, you shall not be ashamed. And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And that is the word that the Lord has for this word here that I am about to give to you. And also in the book of Joshua, where he is speaking, in Joshua coming from chapter 1, and it says this is after the time where Moses had passed away, and he was speaking to Joshua, and he was letting Joshua to know that he and the Israelites were going to need to go over into the land in which he was given to them. And this is what the Lord is saying. I'm going to read this now from chapter 1 in Joshua, verse 1 and verse 2, and then I'm going to jump over to verse 7, going from verse 1, it will go to verse 7. And I'm going to read beginning at verse 1. I'm not going to read it all, so you can follow along a little bit later on your own and grab your Bible and let the Lord speak to you. It says, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake to Joshua, and he is the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying to him, 'Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, though you and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, and even the children of Israel. Every place the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given to you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and the Lebanon and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, and the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea towards the going down of the sun shall be yours, your coast. There shall be not any man be able to stand before thee in all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, and for unto this people shall thou divide the inheritance, the land which I swore unto thy fathers to give them." And it goes on and it speaks in verse 7. I'm not going to continue to read on there, but God says it's for us to be strong and be very courageous, that we will serve the Lord and that he is going to be with us, and that there will be no one that will be able to stand against us, he tells us earlier in the verses. Now, God is speaking of us not crossing the Jordan. If you want to take the Jordan, what he's speaking of is crossing over and being in this time. Cross over into this season right now. This time that I have given you, these lands that I have given you, the land can be and is your city, your state, where the Lord has sent you, your job, the places that he is telling you to go to. That is your land, the places that he's given to you. In this season, we cross over. We are in this time of Shemitah. And in this season of now, there is a rising up. There is a falling that is happening. And God is saying to those who are you who will listen, those that he is speaking of, that he is restoring, that he is bringing back, those that he is speaking to, which is his young people, the young people in the body of Christ, the youth and the young people and people who have been forsaken, who have been forgotten, who have been, he literally said, have been written off as being people who don't have the right stuff, who don't come from the right place, who don't have their education, who don't have the qualifications, who men and people have said in the church, oh, nothing good will ever come from them. They will never fulfill their purpose. They will never fulfill and be the person, the man or woman of God that God has called them to be or do what God has called them to do. But the Lord has said this day that that is not so. He is raising them up in this season. season. Right now, those who have been looked down upon, those who have been mistreated by the people of God, yes, in the body of Christ, in the house of the Lord, those who have said it'll never happen for you, you can't do this, you don't have this, you don't have that, well, God is saying they're rising up. The young people, the youth, they're rising up, and they are people who have a heart after my own heart. They are people who are seeking after me. They are people who are wanting and looking for the supernatural to happen now, God said, in their lives and for their peers and for their family and for others. And they are those who are willing to walk boldly with boldness in the supernatural, to walk right before him, says the Lord, and do what the Lord has said to do. He said they're tired of the phoniness. They're tired of the impurity. They're tired of the hypocrisy. They want God. They want him, and they want the things of God, and they're seeking after God and the things of God, and to see and wanting to see his kingdom and to see his face and be ones who are trained and mentored by men and women of God who also walk in the supernatural, who are people who are mothers and fathers, spiritual mothers and fathers, and these are ones who are seeking after the Lord's face, who know God for themselves, who are walking righteously before the Lord. They are people who move in the supernatural of God, and they are people who will speak to the young people. They will minister to them. They will teach them. They will train them. They are those who are seeking the face of God. They are seekers. They're walking right before the Lord. They are people who are uncompromising, and they're willing to mentor and train the generation that God has risen up that are hungry for him, hungry to seek his face, serious about the kingdom of God. It is all about me, God says. It's all about my Son, my Holy Spirit, my Word, everything. It is all about me. It is about my covenant. It is about my people and my kingdom, which I will not turn from, nor will I forget, says the Lord. So these are those that he is raising up in this time and in this season. And in the secular realm, he is raising up a young people, he said, is coming forth. They're rising up even now in this season of Shemitah. They're rising up to be ones in the political and social area who are people who are looking to do for their generation and the generation behind them. They're ones of sensitivity, ones who have a collaborative mindset, ones who are focused and compassionate, looking to see that in their generation and for the generations to come, that they will be able to live on this earth and in this nation in America to have the best of the best, to be able to have good things, right things, and productive things in their lives. And for the falling, it is a political realm. In the political realm, there will be political powers that will be falling, particularly people who are in politics that will be falling, and even in social arenas. And it's going to be shocking, the Lord said. Expect those things to happen in this time. Finances in America are going to be falling, and there is going to be a falling that happens with the finances in the stock exchange. God says, do not put your trust in the government. Do not put your trust in the stock exchange, for what appears to be is not. There will be health scares. So the Lord is saying to the people of God, get your health in alignment. Do not be ones also with your finances to be quick to use your credit card or your bank card. Use cash. There is a falling that is happening. God is doing a work. And in this day and in this time, hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you. I hope you have heard the word, and I hope you are receiving the word, because in this time, God is saying that there is a rising and a falling, and that there's a rising and a falling even of nations, even of those allies and nations who used to be allies at one time. There will be a falling out with them, and there will not be any alignment with them. There will be more, there will be military and a political threat that will break out. There will be corporations and quick changes with corporations where alliances and partnerships will be changed. There will be abrupt end to those partnerships and alliances, and new ones would emerge that will affect global economy. In the name of Jesus, hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, and for his church, he is saying to you that it is in this time, those who are moving, my church with me and moving with the cloud, they shall see the manifestation of my glory. Be exalted, O God, in your own strength. Hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you, people of God, and those who are listening. You can get more of the details. I will be having this information, this prophetic alert will be on my website. I will be putting it on there, and you can go back and you can see it, you can read it, and you can listen to this prophetic alert. God bless you. This is Lisa Cox in this day of Shemitah and this time from Kingdom Advancement Ministries. Be blessed and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you and obey. Bye-bye.